Good evening, gentle listeners. I'll never submit myself as a candidate for the House of Representatives due to an overdeveloped sense of the ridiculous. I only dance at wedding receptions where everyone is too drunk to notice my stunning impersonation of an elephant on the business end of a taser. And, unlike the Mayor of Auckland, my vocal stylings are restricted to the shower. Not least because the only song I know all the lyrics to is Monty Python's Sit on My Face, hardly a vote magnet. Photo ops? Forget about it. The last photograph I sat for willingly was after my first communion 30 years ago. And that only happened because my grandmother and mother had made it perfectly clear that the wrath of God would be the least of my problems if I didn't behave. So, take it as read that I was most severely underwhelmed when the Prime Minister did his little turn on the catwalk modelling the new season Rugby World Cup volunteers outfit last week. Let's just say that Mr. Key was more The Walking Dead with a dash of RuPaul's Drag Race, the New Zealand's next top model. Now, the opportunities for not-so-gentle urine extraction were endless, and I'm the last person to complain about impertinent mockery of the not-so-great and good. But, as usual, you can rely on the eternally noxious Trevor Mallard to bring the class. Here's the New Zealand Herald's John Armstrong on his Oscar Wilde-ish contribution to the first question time of a parliamentary year. Instead of starting his questions to Key in conventional fashion with the words Prime Minister, Mallard referred to Nationals leader as the Prime Mincer, a reference to Key's mincing down the catwalk and camping it up during last week's unveiling. Now, I can understand why that passes as wit at the New Zealand Herald, an organ that has all the class of a strip club at 3 a.m. But fellow MPs Claire Curran, Grant Robinson and Chris Farfoy obviously agree with Armstrong's assessment, because they were happy to spread it around Twitter and link to a rather bizarre post by Mallard on Red Alert, Labour's official blog. And that's a real disappointment. I expect nothing of Mallard, but Curran, Robinson and Farfoy were in public relations, the diplomatic service and journalism before entering Parliament. They're professions that require sensitivity to language, like, for example, the various way right-wing numpties could insinuate Helen Clark wasn't a real, quote-unquote, normal woman, without coming straight out and calling her a barren, godless lesbo. Now, I say this with tough love, but John Key isn't a hard man to make fun of without passive-aggressive queer-baiting. And if Labour wants to seriously present itself as a growing-up alternative to Mr. Smile and Wave, their front bench needs to start behaving like adults in 2010 instead of children in the 1950s.